The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, there has been and will continue to be a desperate, desperate, desperate search for life on Mars. Why? Well, if they can find life on Mars, then, well, we probably weren't created by God. We just came from the primordial mud. But there was another absolutely desperate search, possibly even more desperate, and that is the search for the gay gene. Well, there's a brand new report out. Brand new report. And people have been waiting anxiously for the results of this report. And it's fascinating. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. The overwhelming mantra from the LGBTQ community for years has been, how can you be opposed to same-sex attraction if you're born that way? That's the way you are supposed to be. We are told gender is not any longer binary, male and female. It could be dozens, maybe hundreds of different things. And it's the way you're born. And so there has been this absolutely desperate, and I'm not exaggerating, it has been desperate. Millions of dollars have been spent in research looking for the gay gene that would prove what we have been told over and over and over again for years. You can't help it. You are born that way. It is not a choice. It is by birth. So many, many people have been anxiously awaiting the results of this study. Well, it was just published, and it's fascinating. Let me read you just a little bit of what the New York Times said today. This is the headline. What genetics is teaching us about sexuality? Subtitle. Yes, your sex life is influenced by DNA. New York Times wants you to know that. Your sex life is influenced by DNA. And then in smaller letters, but it's more complicated than that. As researchers in biology and sociology, who are also gay men, we have long wondered, this report from the New York Times about this study is written by two gay men. As researchers in biology and sociology, who are also gay men, we have long wondered and debated whether sexual orientation has any biological basis. Well, we have been told, yes, 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 yes. We don't have the research yet. We don't have the proof yet, but we know it. And that's been debated. Quote, we followed the ascent in the 1990s of the gay gene finding, which claimed that male sexual orientation was linked to specific DNA markers, and then watched as that result was called into question. We have wondered whether the two of us, who differ in so many ways, could really trace our common identity to a shared biology. New data are finally giving us the answers. A study published yesterday in Science looked at the DNA and sexual behavior of 500,000 people. A half million people. And then the New York Times cuts it very short. You would think that this would be like a 15-page expose in the New York Times. Finally, the gay gene has been found. No. Three paragraphs on this block-busting study. The blip in the New York Times ends by saying, the study suggested, in other words, that while biology shapes our most intimate selves, it does so in tandem with our personal histories, with the idiosyncratic selves that unfold in a larger cultural and social context. Folks, this is what the radical homosexual community has been telling us for years is not true. It is not cultural. It is not social. It is not. It is biological. It is DNA. It is genetic. You are born with same-sex attraction, and there is nothing you can do about it. And this, listen, this is the basis of the laws that have been passed around America, California being the most recent, that forbids counseling for a young person who is confused about their sexuality. It is illegal in several states for a counselor, a pastor, a youth pastor, to tell a young man that is struggling with same-sex attraction, hey, you can overcome that because it's a choice. This research blows that to smithereens. It destroys it. This research is not what was expected. I think the most interesting article that I've read today on this, and it's everywhere, but the bottom line, and I'll get to more details here. The bottom line, there is no gay gene. No. Doesn't exist. There is no gay gene. If this study had found that there is a gay gene, oh my goodness, there would be special breaking news tonight on NBC, CBS, CNN. CNN would probably have a special program, developed and produced by tomorrow night. But that's not what it says. Now, I'm going to run out of time here, but let me begin with the CNN story, and you know how much CNN is in complicity with the radical LGBTQ community. Here is the headline at the very top of CNN. This is CNN. No gay gene can predict, sexual orientation study says. That's the headline for CNN. Now, the New York Times headline implies the opposite. And then if you get into the story, say, well, that's not exactly what they found. But the headline and the subtitle implies that maybe there is a gay gene. CNN is at least honest enough. Their headline says, no gay gene can predict, sexual orientation study says. This is groundbreaking. But it is not what the LGBTQ community wanted, desired, hoped for. My ultimate question, will this change the narrative? Nah. Because again, the liberal left does not deal with facts, truth, science, statistics, but feelings and emotions. All right, I got to take a break. Don't go away. Let me read to you some of the results of this groundbreaking study. Don't go away. This is important stuff.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Two great searches in the scientific community. Life on Mars and the gay gene. Well, no one has proven yet that there is no life on Mars, but the most extensive scientific research in history on same-sex attraction, the LGBTQ individuals, says there is no gay gene. And that's the headline from CNN. I am blown away that CNN, honestly, is this honest. This is the main headline at CNN today. No gay gene can predict sexual orientation, study says. Here's the story. Let me read some portions to you. First sentence, sexual orientation cannot be predicted by a single gay gene, new research indicates. Instead, listen carefully. Instead, a host of genetic and environmental factors play a role, according to a study published Thursday in Science magazine. Environmental. Do you realize how many times conservative Christians have been called hate-mongering bigots because they implied that homosexuality is environmental? I mean, seriously. Instead, a host of genetic and environmental factors play a role, according to a study published Thursday in Science magazine. The findings provide insight into the complex genetics underlying human sexuality, but they do not explain it, wrote the international team of researchers who analyzed genetic data gathered from almost a half million people. Across human societies in both sexes, some 2% to 10% of individuals report engaging in sex with same-sex partners either exclusively or in addition to sex with opposite-sex partners, wrote the study authors. Same-sex attraction does appear to run in some families. And identical twins are more likely to be aligned in their sexuality than either fraternal twins or other siblings, noted the researchers. Both these factors suggest genetic influences can be at play. Researchers conducted analysis of data for 477,522 participants. Listen to this. Several hundred genes appeared to have an influence on sexuality. Five variants showed significant effects, the researchers said. When tested, though, these genetic factors combined accounted for 8% to 25% of same-sex behavior participants reported, according to the researchers. Now, that's fascinating. In all of their research, a half million people, possibly genetic factors combined, and there were many variants in DNA, not one gay gene, but many variants. When tested, these genetic factors combined accounted for somewhere between 8% to 25% of same-sex behavior. Now, what does that mean? That means that between 75% and 92%, genetics has nothing to do with it. If they can ascribe from 8% to 25%, well, 8%, that means 92% would not be affected by genetics. And if it's as high as 25%, that still means 75%. So this research indicates that between 75 to 92% of people who are attracted to the same sex cannot trace it to biology, DNA, genetics, but to some other factor, probably societal issues, family issues, in other words, environment. In other words, a choice. Because of the way they were raised, because of their parents, because of what was going on, 75 to 92% of people who are attracted to the same sex do so not because they have to, not because they were born that way, but for whatever reason they chose to. They go on. This could reflect the influence of hormones or possibly societal differences among gays, lesbians, and bisexuals, the study author speculated. Since the prevalence of same-sex behavior participants reported changed over time, listen carefully, it is likely that social environments have influence as well. In other words, as homosexuality becomes more popular and more accepted, more people choose that lifestyle. Are you hearing this? This is exactly the opposite of what we have been told for years. CNN ends their report by saying this. In the end, genes cannot be used to predict who will be gay or straight. Sexual orientation is influenced by genes, but not determined by genes. Non-genetic influences are also important, but we know little about these, and our study does not shed light on them. So the researchers come to the conclusion, we're not sure what the societal issues are. We're not sure what the family issues are. We're not sure what the environmental issues are. We didn't study that. All we know is it's not genetic, at least for the overwhelming majority of homosexuals and lesbians. There is now hard, cold, scientific evidence that same-sex attraction is not biological. It is not genetic. Which means most people who practice same-sex attraction can change. Because it's societal, it's environmental. And yet several states in America have made it illegal to counsel young people who could make a choice. Because we've been fed a lie that that's the way you're born. It was a lie.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.